Chair, you are on the record.
Thank you.
As a reminder to the committee, please remember to state your name for the record when speaking.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday, September 26th, ADA Board Meeting. I'd like to call a meeting to order and ask David to do a roll call of the board members.
Commissioner Sandy?
I'm here.
Policy Director Smith?
Present.
Mr. Kendig?
Can you hear us, Bill?
Yeah, I just didn't hear my name. Yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Fogle?
Here.
Mr. Elledge?
Here.
Mr. Cyrus?
Here.
Mr. Pruse?
Hey.
All are present.
Thank you. All right, next up is the agenda approval. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at the agenda. It's fairly short today. And if there's no deletions or requests for adjustments, I'll entertain a motion to adopt it.
Mr. Chairman, I motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Albert.
Second.
All right, is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing, seeing none, the agenda is approved. Brings us to item number 4 on our agenda, public comments. For those of you wishing to make a public comment, please state your name and affiliation if you have one clearly. Limit your comment to 2 minutes to items on the agenda. David, is there anybody online wishing to make a public comment?
For members of the public who wish to make a comment, please press star 9 on your phone. You will be notified when it's your turn to speak. Please remember to state your name and affiliation. Chair, I do not see anybody raising their hands right now.
All right. Is anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? I don't see anybody wishing to do in the boardroom either, so I'll close the public comment. Brings us to item number 5, new business executive session, which is confidential deliberative matters related to the Ambler Access Project. These are subject to deliberative process privilege, executive process privilege, and other legal exemptions from the Open Meeting Act. Matters related to ADA subject to attorney-client privilege will be discussed. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following items. 1, Ambler Access Project. 2, other matters related to ADA and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to attorney-client privilege. These matters, which is, if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, are matters of attorney-client privilege and matters involving consideration of issues and that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44.62.310, C1, 3, and 4, and the Alaska Public Records Act.
Randy Elledge, I'll second.
David, you'll have to poll the board individually.
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Policy Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Cyrus?
I'd like to abstain from voting and request from the chair that I be excused for the meeting for this portion.
I didn't understand
what he said.
He wants to be excused.
You want to be excused?
Yes, sir. I saw the email about the conflict of interest being a NANA shareholder and discussing this topic. I do have my objections to that, but I see the reasoning.
All right. So... go ahead and continue. We'll come back to that.
Mr. Pruse.
Yes. All right. So, Eli, I would, as the chair, my subject to, you know, the board decided something different. I think your conflict would be valid on the voting, but not on the discussion. And so if there is an objection to that, my ruling, I'm all ears to hear it. Otherwise, I'll make that ruling that we would value your input on the discussion on the resolution, Eli, and understand the conflict when voting for the resolution. Is there any objections?
I understand that. Thank you. I would still request to be excused from that portion.
Okay. All right. So we're in executive session. And Randy, who do you want in or out? Or
Chair, you're back on the record.
Thank you, David. As Chair, I'll advise that the public, the board has not taken any action on the matters discussed while in executive session. The session is limited to discussion of the matters directly protected by the public disclosures by the Open Meeting Act. All right. Back to our agenda for today. Brings us to item number B, Resolution G25-07, Ambler Access Project Memorandum of Understanding. Randy?
Thank you, Chair. Chair and members have before them Resolution number G25-07. This resolution relates to the Ambler Mining Project and the Ambler Road Project, the Access Project. The resolution sets out a number of whereas clauses, a little bit of the background and the history of the Access Project, and it sets out some recitations of AIDA's statutory mission, which is to create economic development and provide jobs, particularly in areas of the state with high unemployment rates, which would include the areas near the road, both on the in the Doyon region and in the Nana region. Significant unemployment rates there, and the issues that come with low employment rates. And so the Ambler Road is proposed as a limited access industrial road with some use available to the communities that are near the road. They would be able to get in housing and fuel materials. They would also be able to use the road for medevacs. And the resolution goes on to provide the authority to me as the executive director to enter into a non-binding MOU with the property owners, which includes the Nana Corporation, the Doyon Corporation. There's a small bit of the road that crosses Northwest Arctic Burrow land. I would be given the authority to negotiate and enter into this non-binding MOU with input and oversight from both the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and from the other offices of the state, including the Department of Law.
So, Randy, for clarification, any binding agreements would come back before the board?
To the chair, any binding agreements would have to come back to the board for approval, correct?
Okay. Questions for board members? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I'd like to motion that the resolution number G25-07, resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority regarding adoption of a memorandum of understanding regarding the Ambler Road.
Randy Elledge, second.
Further discussion? David, would you pull the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Policy Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Cyrus?
Excused.
Excused. Mr. Pruse?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you. Julie voted for.
I'm not leaving.
All right, next.
Justin.
Hello.
And I think.
Go ahead.
All right, next on the agenda is our next board meeting is October 22nd, followed by item number 8 on our agenda. Any board comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Albert.
Randy, I just want to thank you for getting this memorandum of understanding put together, and hopefully that we can all work together as partners in the state to help the economic development, not only for the state, but more importantly, for these communities along the road that are just struggling to keep their culture, to keep their people, and bring some sort of economic development some additional capital into those areas. And it's so important for this road on multiple levels. And I just hope that we can come to an agreement with all the parties involved, and just appreciate you taking on this monumental task.
Thank you, member.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Randy.
I'm really encouraged by the collaborative efforts here that include NANA, Doyon, K Limited, Ambler, Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, as well as the State of Alaska Department of Fish and Game. I think that with that group of stakeholders, I think that's going to be pretty well encompassing for the movement forward of this MOU. I think that's a good format, Randy. Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree, Member Ellich.
Further comments? I'd like to thank Randy and staff. Welcome David back to the front and center. And board members, I appreciate the given the short notice of your participation. So with that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I motion to adjourn.
Second. Someone second.
I second. Randy Ellich.
Thank you both. Is there any objections to adjournment? Hearing none, we are adjourned.